Alright, everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocols, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. I'm Leo Weston, and let's be real, sometimes it feels like we're caught in a constant tug of war with our mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with barely anything left for yourself? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your attention span, and the only time you truly relax is when you're scrolling through social media, which, let's face it, doesn't exactly leave us feeling refreshed. Well, today we're diving into a powerful tool for reclaiming your mental space, healthy boundaries, healthy boundaries. Think of them like invisible shields that protect your energy and allow you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kind of rigid, doesn't it? But trust me, they're not about walls and isolation. It's about creating clear communication, saying yes to what nourishes you, and respectfully saying no to things that drain your energy. Imagine boundaries as a way to curate your life experience, choosing the people, activities, and commitments that truly align with your values and goals. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building those healthy boundaries. 1. Recognize your needs. Your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know what you need. This means taking a good hard look at your priorities, values, and what brings you joy. What makes you feel energized? What drains you completely? Once you have a clearer picture of your needs, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't serve them. Think about it like this. You wouldn't pour water into a leaky bucket, would you? Same goes for your energy. Protect it. 2. Communicate clearly. This might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but clear communication is key. Whether it's with friends, family, or colleagues, express your needs and limits in a respectful yet assertive manner. Hope? Don't be afraid to use I statements like, I need some time to myself, or I feel overwhelmed when I take on too much. Remember, you have the right to protect your time and energy. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough. We're often taught to please everyone around us, but saying no is actually a superpower. It allows you to prioritize what matters most and avoid feeling resentful or overwhelmed. Start small. Decline that extra commitment at work. Politely turn down an invitation if you're already booked, or say no to unnecessary requests that drain your energy. 4. Set realistic expectations. Let's be real. We can't do everything all the time. It's important to set realistic expectations for yourself and others. Don't overcommit or try to be perfect. Remember, it's okay to take breaks, delegate tasks, and ask for help when you need it. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel uncertain. Just remember to be kind to yourself. Learn from the experience, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're invited to a party, but you've had a long week and really need some downtime. You could always say yes, even though you know deep down that you'd rather curl up with a good book at home. What happens when you choose yourself instead? You create space for relaxation and self-care, which ultimately allows you to show up more present and energized in other areas of your life. This is the power of healthy boundaries. It's about making choices that align with your well-being and creating a life that feels truly fulfilling. So, what are some practical steps you can take today to start setting those boundaries? Maybe it's saying no to that extra project at work, scheduling time for yourself each day, or communicating your needs more clearly to loved ones. Even small changes can make a big difference in your mental well-being. Remember, you deserve to feel good. You deserve to have your energy respected and valued. By setting healthy boundaries, you're taking control of your life and creating space for the things that truly matter. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to start setting today? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Reset Protocols for more tips and insights on living a happier, healthier life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.